Electric Friends, a Gary Newman podcast, celebrating the tracks by a musical pioneer.
Back in the mid-90s, in a time pre-YouTube, Spotify and even Napster, my love for all things Gary Newman had to go at a snail's pace. As a 10-year-old, it took me ages to build up a collection of Newman singles and albums. Apart from a couple of cassettes, my collection could hardly be called a collection at the time, but one day, my family was at a market in Dorset and I would find a vinyl record that bore the name, in big capital letters, Gary Newman. I couldn't believe it, an actual Gary Newman record. The 7-inch had a black and white photo of Gary wearing a rather dapper suit and bow tie, different to what I was used to seeing him in the short clips I had seen him performing Cars and Our Friends Electric. The single was called I Can't Stop, and I was very excited to buy it. Well, to ask my mum if she could buy it for me. I bought it home and on my parents' record player, gave it a play. It was very different to what I'd heard before. Is that a woman singing? Is that a rock guitar? Well, whatever it was, I liked it. It was new Gary Newman after all. This would lead me to always to check the G or N aisles at every single record shop, market and car boot sale from then on, and I now own at least three different versions of I Can't Stop on vinyl, which I bet is nothing compared to a lot of you listening now. So this episode will delve into the song I Can't Stop and its parent album, Strange Charm. Strange Charm was Gary Newman's 8th album, released in November 1986. The album's cover saw Gary with a short blonde haircut, dark sunglasses and dark jacket. It was the third under his own Numa record label, following Berserker and The Fury. It's fair to say that this wasn't one of Gary's happiest albums to record. Reading both of his autobiographies, you can tell that he was rather lost, both personally and professionally, and almost going through the motions of getting another album out, hoping for success. You could argue that this was the first in a few throw-it-at-the-wall-and-see-what-sticks albums. Unlike most of his previous albums, Strange Charm had no obvious theme to it, either musically or lyrically, and the songs on the album range from radio-friendly pop like The Sleep Room and I Can't Stop, to slow-burning ballads like This Is Love, and also fast-paced energetic synth rock like the title track. He explained in Praying to the Aliens, "Lyrically, Strange Charm was very disjointed. I was more concerned with creating atmospheres than threading together a common theme. The songs are a mixture of my non-religious feelings, insights into fame, fictional horror scenes, a love ballad, and Vietnam imagery that also crops up in a couple of things, in particular my breathing. I read a great book, Phantoms Over Vietnam by John Trotti, a pilot who flew two tours in the Vietnam War." The majority of the album was produced by the Wave team, who had also produced most of the previous album, The Fury, and it continued in a style similar to that album, with liberal use of saxophone and female backing vocals. By the time of Strange Charm's recording, Newman had found himself even more alienated from the mainstream of British pop music, and he had spent most of the money he had made during the early stage of his career on his costly self-funded record label and from touring. He wrote in Revolution,
"The studio sessions for Strange Charm were noticeably different. I was bare-tempered and anxious throughout. Disagreements about what was best for a track are not uncommon when you're working on creative projects, but they are usually good-natured. On Strange Charm, the stress and the disappointment of the way things were unfolding around me really began to have a negative effect. I was constantly stressed, unhappy with many of the things I was writing, unhappy with everything. With Strange Charm, I seemed to run out of ideas, and the album only had 8 songs. I was relying too much on the PPG to save the daily dramas and took out my frustrations when it didn't on Mike and Ian. It was an unhappy album. It also performed really badly, barely scraping into the top 60. It actually sold similar numbers to The Fury and Berserker over time, but with very little promotion, no radio play, and particularly no tour to support it in that first week of release, the sales were too low in any given week to make much impression on the chart. I don't remember now why I decided not to tour Strange Charm. Perhaps because the tours always lost money, and we had no more to lose. Perhaps I knew the album wasn't what it should have been. As for the album itself, I realised that only the hardcore Newman fans would even know it was out, because it just wasn't mentioned anywhere.
As for I Can't Stop, it was actually released many months before the album in June 1986. It was the second single from the album after This Is Love. The song is a bombastic Bowie meets Robert Palmer rock song with synths and plenty of female backing vocals provided here by Tessa Niles and Linda Taylor. It's a song that doesn't have that many lyrics, but it's actually quite a defiant song where Gary goes up against any critics and says he's back and I'm proven and I'm back and I'm strong, which is probably the opposite of how he was actually feeling at the time. But it's a rocking radio-friendly song that deserved much more love, but of course Radio 1 and other stations declined to give it any airplay at all. I'm back. However, it didn't do too badly. Like This Is Love, it actually reached the UK top 40. Top 30, even.
A new entry at 37, Furniture's Brilliant Mind. At 36, The Chicken Song, Spitting Image. When Tomorrow Comes, The Arrhythmics at 35. At 34, Jump Back, Set Me Free, Dar Braxton. Lessons in Love, Level 42 at 33. And it's new entry time for Gary Newman.
The best sound in Britain. Radio 1. 132.
Gary wrote,
I put out another single in June called I Can't Stop. I made a cheap, terrible video for it. We were now very much in debt, and so did a deal with a local video company to make videos for us for £5,000 each, which was pitiful. We somehow managed to get a slot on Top of the Pops, and the single staggered up to number 27. With both singles, we'd got back into the top 40 at least, which was something. But the lack of radio play was just crippling. It was so frustrating to see singles get into the chart, see all the other new entries get added to radio playlists all over the country and continue to rise, but my singles be ignored and slide back down again. We spent what little we had on radio pluggers to try and help our situation with airplay, but it was all for nothing. At one point, our plugger was told not to go into the building if he was plugging Gary Newman. They weren't even prepared to listen to it. The radio situation was so desperate that my dad arranged for a meeting with a senior producer at Radio 1. During that meeting, my dad was told that the problem was all my songs sounded like Our Friends Electric. That meeting was cut short for some reason, so they picked up the discussion the following week. At that second meeting, my dad was told by the same producer that if I wrote songs like Our Friends Electric again, they would definitely play them. When it was pointed out that he had said exactly the opposite the week before, he flatly denied it, and we were no closer to finding out what the real problem was.
You can tell that Gary isn't a massive fan of this era of his career, and if anything, he'd like to forget it even happened. You can see why the video featuring who I assume was his girlfriend at the time, Tracy Adam, miming to the female backing lines is a bit cheesy. It doesn't feel like Gary Newman at all and doesn't fit in with his iconic styles, whether that's late 70s or now. However, I'd argue that the song and the majority of Strange Charm does still have a lot of, well, charm. I Can't Stop is one of his catchiest pop records ever. His voice is actually really good on it. And if you lose the backing vocals and maybe had some more synths, it would probably not sound anywhere near as dated as it does. But I'll always have a soft spot for it, and the album is underrated in my opinion. There was also a club mix, an extended mix, and a picture mix for the different vinyl versions of the song. And its B-side was the track Faces.
We'll be right back.
As per the Strange Charm credits, he had Gary on vocals and keyboards, Aid Orange on keyboards, Russell Bell on guitar and vocals, Tessa Niles and Linda Taylor on vocals, Mike Smith on keyboards, Ian Heron on drum programming, Dick Morrissey on saxophone, Martin Elliott on bass, and Mark Railton on lead guitar. It was produced by Gary, Aid Orange and the Wave Team, and engineered by Tim Summerhayes, recorded at Rock City Sound Studios in Shepparton. And looking at your comments about the song, and it's a mixed reaction as you'd imagine, but mostly positive. On Twitter, Homer said, if it had got radio play, it would have been top 10. It was a commercial pop song that charted rather higher than expected, but it just doesn't sound Newman to me. Good guitar solo, though. Richard Verico said, my biggest memory is when he sang it live and it got to, I'm back and I'm proven, I'm back and I'm strong. The crowd went crazy. Great gig memories. John Elliott said, I always felt that the song was lacking somehow. I love the verses, but felt the chorus was a bit repetitive, so maybe it needed that extra verse. And Luke DeVisha said, I didn't like the song at first, but I liked the image. The lyrics were a bit too simplistic. I haven't listened to it for a while, and the lyrics now make perfect sense. So, okay song now, but happy with the later evolution. Andy said, not keen at all. After Berserker, it went downhill until Exile, for me at least. Strange Charm was okay. DGSB56 said, the response during the live version when Gary sings I'm back and I'm proven, I'm back and I'm strong, gets me every time. And Mysterium Grandis said, I was 16 when it came out and I just loved everything he did at the time. I loved the video, loved that it made the top 30. In hindsight, it's not my favourite. The B-side is still brilliant though, and I remember it came as a 10-inch with a flexi disc, if I remember correctly. Adrian Tudor said, I remember being a bit disappointed by the dependence on female vocals and guitars rather than synthesizers, but it grew on me and came to life on stage. I don't listen to it much these days, but I do enjoy it when I do. Curious about what it would sound like live today. Yeah, that'd be interesting if he suddenly brought out I Can't Stop on tour, wouldn't it? Andy Brown said, anything written by Gary Newman was good enough for me. I actually love this track, and a new thing from London Town also. Happy days from my life living in a flat in London in the mid-80s. And over on Facebook, Adam Fibble said, I Can't Stop is a bit of a guilty pleasure. It's very yuppie looking and very much of its time, though I feel Gary had lost his way and sadly we would no longer see the lonely android singing about dystopian stories. But the track is still unmistakably Newman, and along with his backing singer, who looks amazing with a late 80s style jumpsuit and big hair, it has a real high energy feel to it, and I do find myself humming to it on occasion, so it has a catchy tune. But I'm still glad Gary has moved on to the sort of music he's doing today, as he is still epic live. And finally, Tiago Frigado said, "As Newman, it's as Newman as Cars or Love Hurt Bleed. It's just his 80s style. He has had lots of styles since 1977. It gets a bit better every time I listen to it. Of course, not even close to his top 20 best songs or so, in my opinion." Well, thanks as ever for all those great comments. And that is it for another episode of Electric Friends. Thanks as ever for listening. If you'd like to get in touch, then email me, newmanpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can find me on socials at newmanpodcast on Facebook, X, Instagram, or TikTok. Or, of course, head to newmanpodcast.com. As I record this, this may be the last episode of the year, I'm afraid. I'm actually off to get married soon, so I'll be off over Christmas and New Year's. So if I don't get time to squeeze in another episode, and if this is the last episode of 2023, then have a wonderful Christmas and New Year's, and I'll see you again properly in January. And thanks, as ever, to all of you who have listened to the show. Please do get in touch, share the love, share it with your fellow Newman fans, and I always love hearing from you. But for now, enjoy your Newman listening as ever, and I'll see you soon.
Electric Friends, a Gary Newman podcast, celebrating the tracks by a musical pioneer.